The sun sets slowly in the western sky of Midville. Watson zips down East Oak Street as fast as he can pedal. From the other side of town, Jane Goodall races along West Oak Street. They both hit the corner of Oak and Pine at almost exactly the same moment. Skid, slide, turn, and stop. Watson holds up his phone. You got the weird text from Frank, too? Jane Goodall nods. What do you think it means? Watson shakes his head. I have no idea what's going on, but it sounds like Frank's in trouble. Jane Goodall reads from her phone. Need help. Come to junkyard. Follow the arrow sign. At sunset, bring banana. Watson holds up a slightly smushed banana. Jane Goodall shakes her head. I have no idea. Watson looks at the setting sun. Let's roll! Watson and Jane Goodall race their bikes to Grandpa Al Einstein's house / fix-it repair shop and Frank Einstein's laboratory. They skid to a stop, drop their bikes, race around the back of Grandpa Al's. They scan the piles of junk. There, says Watson. Jane Goodall and Watson follow the old light bulb studded arrow sign, but it points to nothing except a pile of broken toasters. The red-orange rays of the setting sun light the top of the giant maple tree in the alley. Watson jams the banana in his back pocket. Frank needs help with toasters? Jane Goodall looks around. Maybe this is the wrong sign. She kicks at a pile of junk. She sees metal. Jane Goodall and Watson clear away the toasters, but the metal turns out to be nothing but a storm drain. A crow caws in the distance. Venus, the evening star, glows silver in the gathering dusk. Are we too late? Maybe we missed sunset. Jane Goodall and Watson look up, and that's when they hear a metallic clink, a knocking on the storm sewer cover. Watson and Jane Goodall kneel down, use two rusted metal rods to pry up the metal disc. Frank?